The Africa Report.
From the continent with Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Talking to that though, Soku Sibiya, good morning.
Good morning, Awanyile and listeners.
So you want me to meet the recipient of this prestigious award. Who and what?
Okay, so a journalist from Nigeria has won the third BBC World News Kamla Dumor Award. Now, this award is established to honor Kamla Dumor, was a presenter for the BBC World News, which looks at issues from that are not domestic issues in the UK. And he died at the age of 41 in 2014. And they've created an award to just recognize other African news presenters who are doing a good job. And I just wanted to take a listen to this clip in terms of who this lady is that has won this award and what this award means to her.
And then also, you talk about changing the face of peacekeepers in Africa.
Yes, I mean, it's Wednesday today. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. So, you know, I've just spoken about the woman who's won a prestigious award. But another interesting story that's happened at the back of something very challenging is that UN peacekeepers have been embroiled in what we would call sex scandals where they've been deployed, where many of them have been accused of not doing their job, which is to take care of the people that they are protecting, but actually even asking sexual favors. So what the UN has done now is that they're putting more women on the front line in these areas. And this is to also help victims who might actually fall prey to some of these peacekeepers in order for them to have someone to speak to. And it's also helping peacekeepers have that sensitive side because they believe that women in this peacekeeping force would be able to be more sensitive and actually even help out and deal with some women issues. Because if you think about it, if it's only males and they're in a refugee camp where there's only women, who's going to help them out in terms of some women issues that they might deal with? So they've now come up with the fact that a woman can also be in the front line. It's not long about this thing where women are behind and men are in front, but they're bringing women into the peacekeeping force in order to actually even maintain order and peace and look out for the people that they're supposed to be looking out for. And many women have been actually awarded for some of their efforts on the peacekeeping missions, where they've started schools, they've started programs that help men and women who need them at this time. And they feel that, you know, instead of having the male figure always at the forefront in peacekeeping, it's changing around and start bringing women.
And, you know, I've seen pictures, ne? Mm-hmm. They look formidable. I mean, okay, I suppose any soldiers and the bulletproof vest and a weapon in their hand. But, you know, you don't want to mess with them. You
yes.
look at tools. You don't want to mess with them.
Yes, they have that intimidating look as well. It's not, you're not thinking, oh, what's this lady doing here? No.
That they do have. Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We got to chat up soon tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.